This is Tim and Liz
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's Cambridge 105 Radio, and I'm joined in the studio by Pat Bexfield. Hello, Pat.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Thank you for coming in. Been chatting to you for a little while about coming in and chatting with me, but you've been so busy that I haven't been able to get you up until now. I guess business is booming in your personal training business.
Business is very good, yeah. I've obviously got boot camp sessions I do outside as well. And everyone's enjoying them, trying to get fit outside, especially summertime when the sun's out. People enjoy it. But you'd be surprised, winter time on the way as well. People still come out in the rain, snow.
Do you find that this time of the year, and I'm talking, I guess, mainly about parents that have had kids in the summer, that now they've gone back to school, they're now thinking about getting themselves in a position for Christmas, I guess. So you get another wave of people in September.
That's exactly right. So probably August time is quite a slow time for personal trainers. But like you're right, September, kids go back to school, got a bit of spare time, they think, right, yeah, Christmas is on the way, what can I do between September and December to try and get in the best shape possible?
Yeah. I'll do a little bit of your backstory and how you've come to be a personal trainer. You were a professional footballer.
Yes, that's correct.
At Cambridge United originally, then Norwich, and then back to this area, Cambridge City, Histon.
Exactly right. So Cambridge United, when I was like 13, moved to Norwich 13 till I was about 19.
Yeah.
Then back in the area for just playing local football, really.
So where are you from originally? Are you from this area?
Moved to Camborne area when I was about 10, originally from Hertfordshire.
Okay.
But yeah, we moved here.
So you were one of the early people to settle in Camborne when it was first built.
Dad got a new job in Cambridge, so we were one of the first ones in the 2000, okay. I think it was, when it was a lot smaller than it is now.
Okay, all right. So as I said to you earlier, your name sprang to mind. I'm a Norwich City fan, but I haven't been a Norwich fan for too long, probably only about 15, 20 years or so. So I was starting to watch it when you were coming through the youth ranks. So I recognised the name, and then obviously I've seen you around in Camborne. So at what point did you start doing personal training or try, I guess you have to train to be a personal trainer, don't you? So when did you decide to do that as a living?
To be fair, when I left Norwich about 19, I had quite a few bad injuries that year. So that's when I was actually in the gym with the physios and the strength and conditioning coaches. And that's when I really got a passion for like working out and got really interested in it. But I didn't really pursue it till probably about 23, 24. Did my training for it and then worked in the Camborne gym for a little while and then decided to go at it alone and build up the business as it is now and continues to grow, so it's brilliant.
Okay. It strikes me that this is quite a competitive market. There's a lot of personal trainers out there and personal training is something that's grown as a bit of a, I don't know, not a buzz term, but you know, it's gone are the days when people just go to the gym and sort themselves out. There's usually somebody involved in helping them, or somebody that does more of a one-on-one thing and acts as a coach as well as that guy that shows them how the equipment works. Is that quite a tricky thing for you to sort of place yourself in a market and get yourself customers that want something different?
It is. It's finding that niche. So obviously, if there's loads of personal trainers about, why are they going to choose you as their personal trainer? Now recently I have started pre and postnatal training. I found in Camborne a lot of mums need that help before or after they've given birth. So that is something I'll be rolling out in the next couple of months. And a lot of my clients are males between the age of about 30 and 50. And they just want to get generally fitter, change their body shape. So that is sort of my niche. That is where I'm going at the minute with it. And obviously with my boot camps as well, when I get people into my boot camps, if they enjoy that, they then ask me about one-to-one training. So it all sort of blends in together nicely.
Yeah, so you do lots of different things and work with lots of different areas of the community and lots of different people. So I've seen you out. You do some classes a couple of times a week outside on Upper Camborne Green. Where else do you work? Do you work in a gym setting as well?
So I work in the gym in Camborne.
Yeah.
That is where I do the majority of my one-to-one, two-to-one training. I've also, like you say, my boot camps in Camborne. I am going to be rolling out some new ones in different villages close by, but that's just a work in progress. Obviously, don't want to build up too quickly. It's just taking my time and then see where it can go, really.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, the clue's in the name. You're a personal trainer. There is only one of you.
Exactly.
So you can only do so much. Now, I've had a personal trainer in the past, and several times actually, and it's never worked out for me.
Okay.
So my question to you would be, how do you get someone, or how do you keep someone motivated? Someone comes to you and initially they're really set on a goal, you know, they're fed up with the way they look or whatever. And then maybe 6 months in, maybe they're struggling to see much of a change. How do you then keep them motivated to stick at it?
It's basically sort of seeing the bigger picture. So people want change. They come to you and say, I want it this, I want it by this certain time. Now, there's always going to be barriers in the way. People have to go to work, obviously. Diet-wise, it's difficult if you're always at work and you can't get the right food in. So they're the barriers that can sort of stop you from progressing. But it's sort of just seeing the bigger picture. So not just the 2 months down the line. It's almost like a year, 2 years down the line, this is where you want to be. And just finding things people enjoy. If you enjoy working out, fine. But if you don't enjoy going to the gym, what other bits and bobs can we do? So I don't necessarily do the same for every other person. Yeah. If someone likes being outside, I'll take them outside and we'll just completely change it up. So it's specific for that certain person.
So presumably you have a consultation with somebody initially that approaches you and says they'd like to work with you. And that's one of the conversations that you would have with them, and you find out, you know, what is it you like? What is it you hate?
Exactly. So you're just trying to get a picture of what the person really wants to do. If they say, I really do not like doing a certain activity, then obviously you're going to ask them why in the first place. Was it from previous experiences? If it's generally something they don't like, no, you wouldn't do it. You'd adapt and find different things to do. I think that's what makes a good personal trainer.
Yeah. And you mentioned of diet as well there. Is that something that you can help out with as well?
It is. So it's just advising people to different kinds of things they can eat, best ways to go about preparing their food, and telling people you don't have to be perfect. You see all these people on the internet, on Instagram, prepping their foods. You can only eat chicken, veg and all that. It's about having a balanced diet, still enjoying the food that you do like, but just not having it all the time.
Yeah, it's about getting a calorie deficit. Is
it
that
is
right?
Indeed, yes.
Yes, that was something that used to be drilled into me. Now, you mentioned Instagram and social media. There are loads of experts out there that you know, bring out books or have TV shows or DVDs or whatever. And it seems to me that they're all talking about different things, and one will say one thing and one will say something else. And how do you know? Presumably, everyone's different. Different things work for different people.
It does, yeah. Like I said, the internet is full of some really good information, and it's full of a lot of information that probably isn't great as well. And that's where it's difficult for the person to sort of trying to find their own bits and bobs. That's why personal trainers are important, even if it's to come to one or two sessions, just to get the knowledge of someone who actually knows really what they're talking about, rather than just someone who stuck something on the internet because they've seen it and they think it's right.
The other thing, obviously, is some people would say that it's quite a big commitment in terms of that. One of the things that put me off when I went to the gym years ago was that you have to set up a gym membership and they'll tie you in for a year. I managed to get out of it because the gym that I was going to, and then gave up going to after about 6-8 months, so ended up going to administration. It was kind of LA Fitness.
Okay,
it was.
Yeah.
So I got out of paying the rest of my membership. But there are people out there that obviously do get tied in. But one of the things I noticed that you offer is people can pay and just come whenever they want to, whenever they can fit it in, not necessarily commit themselves, although you do offer longer term things as well.
Yeah, so with the boot camp sessions, yeah, it's you can come pay as you go. So if you know you can only come once a month, then it's absolutely fine. Turn up. And you can pay, or even if you wanted to book in for like four, I'm happy to. I'm really flexible with my sessions. If you let me know and they can't come to one, I say, okay, we can carry it over to the next one. But for me, it's just about getting people out, getting them active, and just trying to enjoy it. I mean, if you enjoy your exercise, you're more likely to carry on doing it.
Yeah. What are you like as a personal trainer?
As in
personality. Are you nice?
I guess well, I sound need, fairly nice.
You need to be strict with people sometimes.
You do need to be strict, but again, it's knowing that person. If you know someone responds really well to you shouting at them and telling them to do it, then you would. But if there's someone that you'd shout at them and say, you've got to do this, and then they sort of go into their shell, then obviously you just need to know different people have different personalities.
Yeah.
So it's just seeing that and trying to work around it.
Yeah, and you enjoy it, I guess, as a job.
I love it. Like I say, it doesn't even feel like a job to me. Ever since I left Norwich, I always wanted to find another job that I really enjoyed doing. That was a passion, and I think I found it. So.
Yeah. So who do you support football-wise now?
Football-wise, I'm a Spurs fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Always been a Spurs fan.
Always been a Spurs fan. Obviously, growing up, Hertfordshire is one of the closest teams, and that's who my dad supported, so right. Didn't have much choice.
And you still play football in spare time when you fancy a bit of a kick around?
Still play football, playing football for Histon at the minute.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I am. It's going really well. Yep, still playing once, twice a week. So
okay, brilliant.
It's good fun.
Well, thank you for coming in.
No pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Remind us of your website or best place to find information about you.
Best place is Facebook. So I've got two. My boot camp one is at PB Circuits, and my Facebook personal training one is at Patrick Bexfield PT.
Great. Thank you.